BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I think she's hiding in the back corridor again.
Well, that's it then. You can put away your lovely photo backdrop. She won't be out for ages.
At least she's learned not to climb into the glass washer now.
Hallelujah.
What's up with you this morning, Kenton? I thought you were as taken with Kitty Cat as I was.
Yeah, well, that was before she decided to use my best jumper as a bed.
Oh, she's very new, bless her. She'll soon learn.
House training a kitten is a full-time job, Jolene.
Hardly.
It is. Plus, she's so excitable, it's difficult to keep her in one place to show her anything.
Look, moan as much as you like, Kenton. The kitten's staying.
And you can't name a kitten that isn't there.
She is. She's just in her favourite spot and she'll be out in her own good time.
It would be easier to call her out if she had a name.
Which is why we set up this lovely backdrop for her photo.
Yeah, and she skipped off and knocked a glass over.
So we can finally get the name the kitten competition going. Anyhow, I'd best call Fallon. I haven't spoken to her all weekend.
Well, say hi from me.
Yeah, I will. I was thinking I'll see if she and Harrison want to come over for a drink tonight.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
George is in court for his sentencing this week, so I thought they might need a bit of TLC.
Yeah, of course. Well, we just need to get them through this week and, well, then hopefully it'll all be over.
And, of course, I've always known that one ought to limit the colour palette when planting several plants in one pot.
Thank you, darling, but aside from Justin mowing the lawn, we leave it all to the gardener.
You know, Lillian, you could benefit immensely from some potting and weeding. It offers delightful sanctuary from the daily grind.
I'm sure it does, but look, aren't we supposed to be having brunch, or did you invite me over on false pretences?
Oh, I'm working up an appetite. Thought we might shoot the breeze, as friends and neighbours often do.
Fine. So, what do you think about what I said? Should I try and convince Alice to come to court on Thursday?
Well, if she's decided she won't.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She hasn't exactly said she's not going, but I spoke to Adam and neither of us are sure whether to bring it up.
It's understandable, of course, given the circumstances.
Exactly. But part of me just wants her to be there, you know, to get...
What?
Oh, do you know that boy?
Oh, what boy? No. No, I don't. Excuse me. Excuse me, young man. You are not to feed the llamas.
Huh?
The animals. No feeding the animals. Especially not jalapeno cheese crisps.
Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
You know, animals.
It's called enunciation.
Yeah, well, it's called something else round our way.
And I suppose round your way, you can just drop cans and crisp packets in your way.
That's not my can.
Really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Fine, but you must not feed the llamas.
I wasn't...
Neither can you just wander up to people's animals. It's not a zoo. In the countryside, they all belong to someone.
Well, my grandma said animals don't belong to anyone. We're just their custodians.
Oh, an expert on animals, is she?
Well, sort of. Well, she was a farmer.
Oh.
By the way, that one on the left doesn't look very happy.
I beg your pardon. I'll have you know, Salieri is a very happy llama, but he will not be happy if visitors to the area keep littering. Do you throw litter about outside your home, hmm?
Well, it's not my can, but if it was, I'd normally use a bin, although that concept doesn't seem to have reached the outskirts of civilization, I see.
But...
And anyway, my mum says I can only have fizzy drinks as a rare treat, and she gets really serious about that.
Well, good.
Also, but... I'm not stupid. Llamas don't eat crisps. Not that one crisp would kill them or anything, but their digestive systems do need a lot of fibre. Maybe Sally thingy
Salieri.
Is constipated. Yeah, that would explain the strained expression.
Right, that's it. What is your name, please?
Why?
Because I insist on having a word with your parents about you.
Why?
Because you've wandered onto my land, you've littered...
Do your ears work?
And you're rather rude.
Me?
Yes. Suggesting my animals are constipated and unhappy.
No, not that one, just that one. I'll buy them off you if you want.
Oh!
Everything okay?
Hey, don't run off. What's your name?
Linda?
Oh, he's just a rude youngster from the city, I expect.
Rude? What did he say?
He said Salieri looked constipated. And he wanted to buy him a boy. Well, he can't be more than about 13. Lillian, this is no laughing matter.
Sorry, darling, sorry.
Clearly, he dropped this can on the ground and then refused to own up to it.
Oh, well, how dreadful. Here, I'll take it.
You will do no such thing. If he wanders back this way, I'll make sure he takes it with him.
Well, she's not anywhere inside. Any luck out here?
Yeah, look over there.
Who's that?
Let's go and see, eh? Hello?
Did you speak to Fallon?
Yeah, I did, yeah. They ain't coming. She said she and Harrison had summer on, but I don't know.
Well, you think she just wasn't keen?
Sounded like it. Yeah. Although, who can blame him? I hope it'll get better once George's sentencing's all done and dusted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, who have we got here?
Hello?
Hi.
Ah, you found her then. We thought we'd lost her.
She was out on the road. I practically saved her life.
You're a hero, then.
Yeah, I was just stroking her to show her she's safe with me. And then she fell asleep on my arm.
She must feel very secure. You have a way with her.
She's too small to be out alone.
Oh, like you have no idea. Look, small as she is, she's desperate to see the world.
Are you here with anyone?
If she'd made it into those fields, she'd have been lost for good.
If only.
We should give you a reward for finding her in that case.
Khalil. Ah. Yep, we've just moved into Beechwood. What's her name?
Funny you should ask.
It's important it's something she likes. Names have a massive effect on an animal's behaviour.
Well, as it happens, we're about to launch a Name the Kitten competition.
She doesn't have a name yet.
No.
Well, that'll be why she ran.
Ooh, you may have a point.
Yeah, my baba had a cat called Shrew when he was a kid.
Shrew, that's nice.
Yeah, it means lion. Well, sure, means lion. The U just makes it sound cute. Although Baba's was a tomcat.
We can put that in the box as the first entry, if you like.
As my reward?
Yeah, if you like.
Well, it's a bit of a rubbish reward. I mean, for saving her life.
Oh, fair point. Have you got something else in mind?
I could keep her?
Well, it's an option, I suppose.
I was thinking more a packet of crisps.
Well, I just had some crisps.
I'm afraid the kitten is mine. I ain't giving her away.
Well, you said I was good with her.
You are. So you're welcome to visit and have a cuddle any time you like.
Actually, I'd better go. My sister will be doing her nut. There you go. Bye, Shrew.
Bye, Khalil. Do you think he'll be all right?
Yeah, he should be. He did say his sister was out with him.
Well, we did see a boy in a green jacket, but it's my friend who spoke to him, so she'd know more. She's just popped back to the house for a minute. We can ask her when she comes out.
Thanks. He was with me. I took a call, my mom phoning to check up on us. And when I rung off, he disappeared.
They have a tendency to do that, don't they? You know, when my son James was
Lillian,
a boy, he was a...
Is everything all right?
Yes, yes. This young lady was asking after her brother. I said that I think we've seen him.
Oh, so he's with you?
He was. I saw the alpacas and thought he might have stopped to take a closer look. He loves animals.
Right. Well, he did stop, as it happens. And, as I explained to him, the llamas belong to me.
I'm just asking where he went.
He ran off in that direction.
Ran? Was he okay?
Oh, yes, I think so. Though I did suggest he pick up after himself.
Linda, must you?
Always better to take our litter with us and dispose of it sensibly. He dropped this.
That's not his can.
Oh, come on now. How can you be so sure?
I'm absolutely sure, because we're boycotting that drink. Have done for a while now.
Oh, well, that's cleared that up. Here, let me dispose of it. I'll see you inside.
There you are.
I knew he'd be back.
I'm sorry.
You will be when I tell Mum you walked off.
I never.
Just because you spotted a couple of alpacas.
Llamas.
Whatever.
Llamas have elongated faces and longer ears.
Whereas alpacas have short, blunt faces with short ears.
Exactly.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Yeah, especially if you've got a small brain like my sister.
Let's just get back home.
Okay.
Thanks for visiting the village. Safe journey home to the metropolis.
Actually, we're local.
Come on.
Oh, it's starting to get busy, my darling, so we might need you behind the bar with Tracy in a bit.
Mm.
Well, what is that? Yes or no?
Well, oh, sorry, love you. I'll be out in 10.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Here, take a look. There's barely a decent photo of your kitty cat.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, she looks cute there.
Does she? Yeah, it's a bit out of focus. And besides, you set up that lovely backdrop for her with the old pub memorabilia and, well, you don't get much of it in this one.
It's just a picture for the Name the Kitten competition. Does it really matter that much?
If you're going to do something, do it right. No one will bother entering if the kitten in question doesn't look cute.
That's subjective.
There's a lot of cute kitty material out there, Jolene.
Oh, what about that one? Oh, she looks so tiny sat in that old Shire's ashtray.
Maybe.
Oh, it's perfect. Let's use it. Well, she won't be a kitten by the time we get our act together.
OK, I'll try and put some filters on it.
Yeah, Fallon texted. She and Harrison might pop by after all.
Oh, great.
Yeah. She's feeling so confused over this personal statement she's got to read out in court.
Well, she hasn't got to read it, surely.
No, that's true. But she feels since she said she will, she ought to. It's really playing on her mind. I said I'd go to court, be there for her.
Yeah, good idea. I can hold the fort here.
Oh, thanks, my darling.
Well, if it ever starts to get challenging for you and Robert, I can pass on my gardener's number.
Well, that's kind, but it really won't be necessary, Lillian, thank you.
You're still thinking about those two kids, aren't you?
Oh, hardly. I haven't given them another thought. Although, the insinuation that I was being in some way offensive was too much, given the boy was trespassing.
Oh, he wasn't. He just wanted to see the llamas.
Lillian, it was the very definition of trespassing. And it's not like I was asking him to leave immediately, as I had every right to do.
Well, they're gone now, so...
Although, he did say he was local as he left.
What?
Yes.
Well, surely if they moved to the area recently, we'd know.
Unless...
Hmm?
Well... Azra is settling into the Beechwood house now. Do you know how many children she has?
No.
Well, she's mentioned a son. And Ardil spoke of a niece and nephew. Oh, dear Lillian. What if they're Azra's children? What if I've offended Ardil's family practically as soon as they've moved in?